Welcome back, friends. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. My guest today is Pam Killeen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N. She is the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and the co-author with Dr. Joseph Mercola of the New York Times best-selling book, The Great Bird Flu Hoax. She has been studying nutrition and natural health for over 20 years. Her websites are pamkillen.com and addictionthehiddenepidemic.net. She is available for consultation, and she works with a lot of various doctors who agree with her nutritional policies and her nutritional approach to healing many of the things that afflict modern culture, particularly in America or in Canada. You talked in your book, well, we were talking about chickens, and I can barely get over the ideas that we talked about. I might not ever eat chicken again. But we also look at eggs, look at a lot of other things. We need to be avoiding grain-fed beef. We need to be avoiding eggs that are not from free-range chickens. Mm-hmm. We need to really look at what we're buying at the supermarket and perhaps change and go to a different market so that we can access some of these things. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because really when you're in an anonymous food system like we are, there's no guarantee as to the quality, and there's no guarantee which economy you're actually supporting. Are you supporting farmers in China? Are you supporting farmers in, South America? Or would you rather support the economy here? And I know your listeners, want to, better support the economy in your country. So this is, it's basically a no-brainer, but there was a piece that came out of Australia, just so you know, some people hopefully will be more motivated to get to know their local farmers. An investigative piece came out of Australia just recently showing that some butchers have been caught using meat glue to basically put together what would be a premium cut of meat, which is basically glued together pieces of scrap meat. And they take a very toxic chemical, a very toxic powder, and they basically pour this powder over these scrap pieces of meat and wrap it up into a tenderloin, basically surround it with saran wrap and leave it overnight. And by the morning, the meat is all glued together. And nobody, to the naked eye, even after cooking it, can tell the difference that this is not a real premium cut of meat. And on top of that, of course, you can't taste the chemicals that have been added in order to glue that piece of meat together. And so this is just scandalous. And, there's no way to prove it. There's no way to find out if it's happening here in North America. It's been found out in Australia, and I'm sure that we're importing some food from Australia. So I don't know how pervasive a problem this is with the meat industry or with even the chicken, because I'm sure they use binding agents to keep the chicken together for things like chicken McNuggets. But this is a potentially very toxic agent, and while they were doing this demonstration in this video, and by the way, the video is called Meat Glue. You can find it very easily on YouTube. While they were doing this demonstration, both of the men were wearing masks, because they didn't want to breathe in this powder that they were adding to the meat.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it?
It says many things. It says we need to restore local abattoirs, small abattoirs. It means we need to get to know our farmers. It means a lot of things.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and then we'll take a call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Pam Colleen, the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Her website is pamcolleen.com. And we do have a couple of callers on the line. Let's take Carolyn from Texas. Carolyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna, and hi, Pam. Thanks. I just had to call in. I've been listening, and I want to tell you that this is a wonderful program. Just excellent. And I love programs like this because I read my first health food book, what I call it, when I was 21, and I've had a lifelong interest. Well, it's an innate interest, really, in health and food and the combination and gardening and so on. And, you know, what you're revealing and what I particularly appreciate what Pam has been saying about how difficult it is. She's not fooling people into thinking that they can just change their eating habits a little bit and everything will be fine. That she's letting us know that this is a major transformation, a major change of thinking, and it's not easy. I've just recently refined my own diet to the most extreme I ever have because I'm trying to cut out carbohydrates altogether except for vegetables now. And, you know, I mean, it's hard because there's just so much you can't enjoy, and yet I prefer to enjoy my health.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So this is anyway. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, and you're very right, Carolyn. You know, it can be very difficult for people, and that's why I become a coach for so many people. They need guidance. They need sometimes, you know, for me to slap them on the wrist and say, "Let's get you back on track again." You know,
I'm sure.
And we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, but it can be very difficult because primarily, the difficulty is in so much misinformation that's out there. One of the, what I tell my students is my biggest, hurdle to overcome is the misinformation that's out there. And secondly, of course, many of the carbohydrates that we're talking about here are highly, highly addictive. These are basically the carbohydrates that are in the inner aisles of a grocery store. And, for many, many people, it's very, very difficult to overcome that addiction. And when I work with people and I get their biochemistry stronger, you know, they eventually wake up one day and they say, you know what, I do not crave sugar. I do not crave these foods any longer. And it's just a natural progression as they move towards a healthier biochemistry. And one way to do that, just for your listeners, is by increasing the amount of animal fats in your diet. When you increase the amount of animal fats in your diet, it's amazing how you'll find your sugar cravings will actually be reduced or even go away.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So you're basically saying eat more red meat?
Any animal foods, essentially, because the animal foods will contain both the complete protein and the healthy fatty acids that you need to stabilize your nervous system. So you have the full benefits going on. So chicken, hopefully it's from a free-range source. grass-fed meat, pastured chicken eggs. If people eat pork, pastured pork. Some people don't want to eat pork, but if you do eat pork, pastured pork, of course. The endless. There's a lot of different sources of animal, high quality animal foods out there. Sometimes you need to, pound the pavement for a while in order to find the healthiest source. But even for those who may be on a limited budget, may not have access to a local farmer, at least stick to the outer periphery of a grocery store and be sure you're eating 3 square meals a day. Deanna, my most, the mantra that I use the most with people is to make sure you're eating 3 square meals a day. That's your starting point. And then, you can refine things from there. The most important thing anyone can do in the day is to eat 3 square meals.
Interesting. Okay. Carolyn, did you have another comment, or did Carolyn hang up? Let's take Sherry from Kansas.
Hi, Deanna. Another excellent program. Good afternoon, Pam. Pam, when you were had your chronic fatigue, did you run across Dr. Donald Scott and William Scott stuff?
It rings a bell. It would have been a long, long time ago, but you'd have to refresh my memory.
Yeah, he's up there in Ontario, too, and he actually tied in the biological weapons program to some of these neurodegenerative diseases. And I'm under the thought that how they work is they play on heavy metal poisoning that somehow makes you more susceptible to them. And I've got a book that came out in 1980 by Alexander Schoff, and it's called Diet, Crime, and Delinquency.
I talk about him in my book. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is they also use a lot of industrial waste. They're able to sell their these industries are able to sell their industrial waste to fertilizer manufacturers, and that gets put in the fertilizer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They ran an article in Acres USA about that, a big expose in Washington State. Now, are you familiar with Paul Stitt and the deal in the high
school? The Appleton study.
Yeah.
I actually know Paul Stitt.
Do you? Now, I haven't cut carbohydrates out of my diet, I do make my own bread, and I have found that putting cardamom powder in my bread, because I found a reference that the Chinese use it for gluten intolerance, and I can tell a lot by it, just not. I don't feel as heavy after I eat bread.
The important thing about bread is that it needs to be fermented in order to break down the anti-nutrients. Grains are basically indigestible for our digestive systems. They're very, very difficult for humans to break down, and because we're not breaking down the grain properly, of course, it can have adverse effects on even your mood. So you really have to be very, very careful with grains. Sourdough bread is, there's other breads that are out there that are sprouted, I think. They're still on the market. You can tell I don't eat a lot of bread, but if I do, it's got to be, you know, from grains that have been soaked and fermented. So, and even at that, I do encourage people to eat them in moderation. So,
You talk a little more about Paul Stitt and what he's been doing? And mm-hmm. Is it his wife or?
Barbara. Yeah, Barbara Reed Stitt and her husband Paul. Basically, what they did was they did the Appleton study in Appleton, Wisconsin, and they took a high-risk school. These are children that would have been, delinquents or what have you. So these are high-risk children, and basically changed their diet into more of a whole food diet. And over 5 years, they did this study. And by the end of that five-year period, the biggest complaint that they had at the school was about parking in the parking lot. I mean, these kids totally rehabilitated in terms of their mood and their behavior. It was absolutely phenomenal, the results that he and Barbara observed on this study. And unfortunately, it hasn't been replicated as many times as I would like to see, but you see a lot of resistance, of course, with the food boards. Another example of that was what happened with Jamie Oliver, the British chef, and what happened to him in the United States last year. You know, his experiment that he did within the school systems really wasn't very well received. And so now I see, I think it's ABC is doing another series with him, trying that same experiment, I believe, in New York City. I could be wrong on that. But on that note, I do want to say something that I mentioned in my book. And I talk about a historic book that I have, and it's about 100 years old. And it was written by a woman who was known worldwide as the expert in school feeding. In other words, what do you feed children at school? And what she points out in her book is that when children had behavior problems, of course, they weren't going to drug them up with, they didn't have drugs like Ritalin back then. They had other drugs, but she didn't even mention the possibility of drugging these children. What they did with children with behavior disorders is they took them away to school for 3 months and made sure that they ate 3 square meals. They made sure that they got meat and butter in their diets. As she said, where children had the behavior problems, you could see that they were from low-income families where they were eating, canned foods, condensed milk, maybe drinking coffee instead of milk. So they were malnourished, and hence the behavior problems. I mean, they knew more about behavior problems or the food-mood connection 100 years ago than we do today.
Yes, I'm reading a book on fats, and I think this deal about getting people not to eat animal fats and especially putting older people on all these cholesterol-lowering drugs, I think that's a commie plot to shrink up their brains.
Well, it could be a plot or a conspiracy of some sort. I just call it greed and incompetence. It's greed and incompetence. it's tragic what they're doing to the most noble people in society in these senior facilities. They are the ones who are compromised, and they need the most nutrition possible in order so that they have. They can maximize their lives in their latter years. They should be able to enjoy quality of life in their latter years. And then we see it at the opposite end of the spectrum with our children, where the children are getting these nutrient-deficient foods that are damaging their nervous systems and not getting them starting off on the right feet. It's just devastating what's happening.
Exactly. We are going to break.
That's all I had, Deanna. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for calling in. Appreciate it very much. Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Don't answer. answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Pam Colleen, the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and her website is pamcolleen.com. And you were talking about children and what they are eating, and I think it is a big, serious issue. When I was a kid, we went to McDonald's as an exception, maybe once a month as a treat. But now I know of families who take their children to McDonald's like every day for lunch. And I'm thinking, this is a disaster waiting to happen. This is garbage food. It's like you mentioned, the chicken McNuggets. That isn't even real chicken. That's, you know, glued together stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and today, I don't know if you've seen the news today, Deanna, but they're announcing at McDonald's that they're going to be hiring 50,000 new people. It's not a good sign.
No, it isn't. I haven't been to McDonald's for probably 20 years. It's something that I don't do. You talk in your book about the pro-addiction diet, and you list several things. You list 9 foods eaten by Americans, whole cow's milk, pasteurized, 2% milk, pasteurized, processed American cheese, white bread, white flour, white rolls, refined sugar, and you say that that accounts for 15 to 21% of all the calories consumed per day, soft drinks, fruit drinks, and ground beef. That's terrible. There's no vegetables in here, you know, fruit juice. You also have a chapter in your book about eating your fruit rather than drinking it, and you talk about the orange juice that sometimes it has been around, it could be around. It is so highly processed, even when it says not from concentrate, it can be so highly processed that it might have been sitting in a tank for a year. And
exactly.
How much sugar it is, and that it's really not very good.
It's a direct hit on the pancreas. So I'm not a big fan of juicing. I only talk about fruit juice in there, but I'm really not even a big fan of juicing vegetables, especially when they're high in sugar. So you even have to be careful of, you know, things like carrot or beet juice. You know, it's just not natural for our bodies to take in that much sugar that fast. And, you know, I mean, juicers have only been around for a snapshot of our dietary history. Our ancestors would never have considered juicing fruits and vegetables. So, you know, our bodies can really only handle a very small amount of carbohydrates. And I cite a book by the name of Life Without Bread by Dr. Wolfgang Lutz. And I use his work quite a bit to help people who may have carbohydrate addictions and don't know it. And I highly recommend that book. And I do talk about the parameters of his book. I do summarize his book in my book, Addiction. But essentially what he noticed after 40 years of clinical of working clinically with his patients, that if he restricted the amount of carbohydrates in one's diet to about 72 grams per day, that he would see tremendous health benefits from that. And, you know, 72 grams a day is, you know, is still an adequate amount of whole fruits and vegetables. So if you... you know, if you email me, I can send you, if anybody wants to email me, I can send, you know, an example of what 72 grams might look like. Or if you go on my Facebook page, I send out updates all the time, just health and nutrition updates at Pam Colleen on Facebook, where, you know, I can help, really help guide people to understanding what that represents in their diet. And I think it's important for people to launch from that because I have a lot of people who follow traditional food diets, that they're following, you know, a diet that has adequate amounts of animal fats, you know, complete protein, that is, that they may be eating, what would, you know, lots of healthy fruits and vegetables, but they may be eating too many. And to understand what 72 grams is can be very, very important because, in some cases I have people who come to me and they're still eating 200 or 300 grams of carbohydrates a day, which is way too much, in terms of what your pancreas can handle. So I think just 1 or 2 days of counting your carbs, so to speak, you'll get a good idea. And I'm not asking anybody to live their lives around a formula, but I think it's good to have an idea of what 72 grams looks like.
Sure, and there are plenty of carb counters around. In fact, I think there's probably one on the internet that people can access.
Mm-hmm.
You also talk about caffeine in one of the chapters, caffeine adding insult to injury, and you talk about what the count of caffeine is in numerous foods, mm-hmm. Starting off with milk chocolate all the way up to ephedra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even you know, there's even drugs like Midol, you know, that women might use. You know, caffeine is another pervasive drug. It's interesting, you know, we're kind of winding down here, and we started off talking about sugar, and now we're talking about what I would consider, anyway, the second leading psychoactive drug in our markets today, and that's caffeine. And, of course, caffeine is very dysregulating to your nervous system, very damaging to the body. You know, don't believe a lot of the hype that you're seeing where they're saying caffeine or coffee is good for you. You know, I think if people are healthy enough, they can handle some caffeine in the diet, and they can handle some coffee in the diet if they're healthy enough. But most of the people I see are sick and cannot handle a stimulant drug like caffeine or sugar. So, you know, be very, very careful on believing that coffee is a healthy beverage all of a sudden. It's something to use in moderation, if at all.
Right. We're going for a station break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back. My guest today is Pam Colleen, the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Her website is pamcolleen.com. You say in your book that Americans typically consume 219 milligrams of caffeine on a daily basis, most of it coming from coffee. You also talk about it in tea, caffeinated soft drinks, energy drinks. Now, I notice that there's a lot of advertising for energy drinks like Red Bull and some other 5-ounce little containers of energy drinks. It's also in chocolate. And you say soap, lip balm, chewing gum, sunflower seeds, potato chips, candies, over-the-counter products. That's amazing.
Well, you know, caffeine is very addictive, and the food industry wants customers back, you know, to sell them more. So anything that has an addictive property to it, you know, you're more inclined to go back and buy it again. And so, you know, if it's being absorbed through your skin, or you're ingesting it in the form of a sweet drink or what have you, you know, chances are you're going to want it on a daily basis, because you're going to need it. Because caffeine, what it does is it weakens your adrenal glands. And so to get any kind of energy, you need to keep going back to that stimulant in order to have the energy. But the problem with caffeine, of course, is that it's such an unnerving kind of energy. It makes you jittery, and it also will interfere with your sleep. And so it's got some very devastating side effects. And there are some other side effects I mentioned in my book, including some nutritional deficiencies that take place when you consume things like coffee. So you have to be very, very discerning when it comes to taking in any kind of caffeinated beverage. But what I think is most frightening is how caffeine is being marketed to children today. This goes into the idea of, you know, hooking them from cradle to grave as customers for life. And the scientists out there today call caffeine a gateway drug. In other words, it sets kids up potentially for wanting a different, more stimulating kind of drug later on in life. And so in their teen years, for example, if they're hooked on caffeine, what is it that they're going to need in their 20s or 30s? And it just becomes this vicious cycle of addiction, and they're getting set up from a very, very young age. And as you and I know, Deanna, when we were kids, it was unheard of for children to consume a lot of caffeinated beverages. And unheard of for children to drink things like tea or coffee. So, you know, today it's everywhere. I mean, if I visit my old high school down the street here, you know, the kids are selling coffee from a special window to, you know, other kids. And it's probably some sort of constant thing. It's not even just a fundraiser. It's something that they have going on all the time. The Red Bulls of the world, of course, even more devastating, because I mean these energy drinks are loaded with caffeine or some guarana or whatever. It's just another herb that has caffeine in it. So they're getting loaded up with these energy drinks, and they're being touted as, or they believe these drinks are safe, and they're not safe in the least, and they're not regulated in the least. And so parents today have to be that much more vigilant in terms of watching over their children and making sure that they don't fall victim to this addictive drug.
Right. You say that children who consume caffeine can be misdiagnosed as having ADHD?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And later on in the book, I have an interview with a pediatrician, a medical doctor, who just, you know, getting kids off these caffeinated beverages, their symptoms go away. They're fine. They're level-headed. Wow. They're normal kids again. So it just goes to show you how dysregulating caffeine is to your nervous system. And that, of course, in these drinks is not just caffeine. It's sugar, too. So both drugs double whammy on your biochemistry.
Sure. Well, if a child takes his lunch to school, might have potato chips in it, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and a soda. I mean, that would be awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to nourish the child at all. If anything, it's going to set that child up for all sorts of health problems later on in life. These breakfast for learning programs that we see in the schools, the school lunches we see, I mean, really not going to help our children with their physical or mental health. And so when we hear statistics like 20 or 25% of our children today are manifesting mental disorders, I mean, we cannot any longer as a society sit back and settle for that. I talk to people in their 70s and 80s today, and they say to me quite regularly, they say, you know, when we were kids growing up, it was unheard of for a child to show disrespect for an adult. Children were excited to be in school. They were excited to learn. They jumped out of bed in the morning excited about the day. They weren't groggy, you know, in the morning. They were excited for life in the morning, you know.
Right.
And this is not what's happening to our children. And the most frightening thing about that is they don't have a base to remember having energy. They don't have any recall of that. When I collapsed with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, I remembered having energy, so I knew what I needed to go back to. Unfortunately, with children today, third and fourth generation into eating processed foods, you know, they were probably born sick. They were probably born with a compromised biochemistry. So they have no idea that they're unwell. And unfortunately, parents may be too busy to deal with it properly.
Sure, sure. Oh, my goodness. We do have another caller, John in Michigan. John, welcome to the program. Oh, John dropped. Okay. If you do have a question or comment, you may call 800-313-9443. So animal foods are the key to optimal health. So low-fat diets, children may suffer from growth problems and failure to thrive. What would be a good breakfast? What would you feed a child, say a 10-year-old child, for breakfast?
Oh, absolutely. Something along the lines of bacon and eggs or, you know, sausage and eggs. Something very stabilizing in the morning for breakfast. So not only are you stabilizing their blood sugar levels with these foods, you're also giving them the nutrients they need to feed the brain properly. So that, in a sense, pun intended, is a no-brainer.
Right.
And then,
okay.
You know, for lunch, if you're making them a sandwich, I would use sourdough bread and, of course, butter it so they get some extra fats for their brain. And if you can make a roast on a Sunday night and, you know, whether it's maybe a turkey or a chicken or beef, and you slice your sandwich meats on your own, then you're going to make sure that the meat is a better quality meat than a deli meat. And then dinner, of course, you know, I just say this figuratively, but some sort of meat and potato paradigm, where you're having a piece of, a high quality piece of animal food and maybe some nice high quality vegetables with that, piece of meat. You know, that, it's a really basic diet. It's a diet we would have followed before World War II when we sat down every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and ate three square meals. And the meals were, you know, just your meat and potato type of diet, and nothing too complex, nothing nothing that tends to take a lot of work, but it's tasty, it's palatable, and it's nutritious. But the problem with the foods that I'm talking about, Deanna, is that these are the foods that our dietary dictocrats have scared us away from, right? So we're being told, don't eat those foods, and unfortunately, these are the very foods that our bodies need.
Well, I remember as a child, I took a lunch to school, and my mother always buttered the bread, and we always drank milk. I mean, that's the way that we ate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people, up until, I don't know, the 90s, and then all of a sudden you have pizza, and you have the fast food restaurants, and people eating, getting up and eating, what are those, toaster strudel?
Oh, like a Pop-Tart or something.
Pop-Tarts in the morning, or grains, you know, Cheerios or something like that. And that's probably not good then.
No, they're not. They definitely want to stay away from the box cereals. You know, I talk about experiments. Sally Fallon talks about these experiments where basically they were doing tests using the box, the cereals and the box, from the two, and they were feeding the box or the cereal to lab animals. I think they were lab rats. And the lab rats lived longer eating the box than they did the cereal. So it just goes to show you how incredibly toxic, you know, box cereal is.
Oh, my. And even if you use whole grains, like a wheat cereal that you ground the wheat yourself, that would still be very difficult to digest because, as you said, grains are very difficult to digest.
Yes, they need to be soaked and fermented. So the odd thing that's happening today, of course, is we're seeing more and more ads from the box cereal industry saying, oh, we have whole grains, we're so healthy, you know, these whole grain cereals are going to make you so healthy. Well, first of all, there's no evidence to say whatsoever that these foods are going to make you healthier. If anything, the suggestion is that, you know, these foods are very new to mankind. They're unprecedented in the history of mankind. And since we've been eating these foods, of course, we're sicker, fatter, and more depressed than ever before. So, you know, they're not healthy foods at all. But they're going to paint them as being healthy. They're going to either customize or buy their own science and come up with all this bogus science to say that their products are healthier. But they put lots of color on their labels and make lots of claims to lure in the consumer. Your best bet is just to stay away from them. Run and hide. They're really not healthy at all, yeah.
Well, I know we had bacon and eggs yesterday for breakfast, and that really fills you up. I mean, you just aren't hungry, you know, for several hours. But if I eat a bowl of strawberries or something like that, then, you know, I'm going to be hungry earlier.
Right, because saturated fat satisfies your appetite. Sated, satiety, think of saturated fat. We need saturated fats in order to satisfy us. So that's why people on low-fat diets eat all the time, because they're so hungry, they're not getting enough saturated fat in their diet.
Wow. You also talk about salt in the book, and that in fact, you quote Dr. Brownstein, who wrote a book about the thyroid, and he says, water and salt are necessary for metabolism, detoxification, and transportation of nutrients, as well as optimal functioning of the hormonal, nervous, and immune systems. Mm-hmm. And here we're always being told, or at least some people are being told, you've got to limit your salt because it's leading to hypertension. And this is not true, correct?
No, it's not true. And even Dr. Brownstein says, you know, when he has people who come to him with hypertension and he puts them on a high-quality, unrefined sea salt, their hypertension goes away. So we need high-quality salt in our diet. I mean, it's been a part of every traditional culture in our histories. So what we do need is the unrefined, high-quality salts, but what we don't need is the sodium chloride or the highly refined salt that we see on our grocery store shelves, on our restaurant tables. You know, that is sodium chloride. That is basically, you know, all the minerals have been removed except the sodium chloride, and they've added things like sugar and even aluminum into the salt. Yes, into the salt. And of course, it's just not balancing our biochemistry. It's not helping assist the balance of our minerals in the body. If anything, it's distorting the balance of our minerals and causing all sorts of health problems. So we're being terribly misled by the dietary dictocrats when they tell us to avoid salt, because by omission, they don't tell us what we should be eating is this a beautiful, unrefined sea salt that might be gray or pink in color. It does cost a little bit more money, but it's well worth the money for sure.
Wow. So they're working in tandem with pharmaceutical industry in order to, you know, the food and the pharmaceutical industry work hand in hand.
Well, like I said earlier, it's greed and incompetence. But what I like to say is, you know, big food basically makes the customers for big pharma. So it's a cozy little deal they have going.
Oh, I will say, my goodness. You talk about, you talk about all of the things that we need nutritionally. You talk about zinc and copper levels. You talk about iodine and thyroid health. And you indicate that, Dr. Brownstein says that most of his people that come in are 80% of the population have low thyroid function. Mm-hmm. They're hypothyroid. That's the only thing that I have physically wrong with me is that I have hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. And when I tried to talk to the doctor about that, I said, well, couldn't I just take iodine and wouldn't that help? Oh, no, we have to put you on Synthroid. Well, you know, I take iodine. I've been taking iodine for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just opened up a huge can of worms with me, because that's essentially what I work mainly with, adrenal thyroid issues with people. And in order to fix the thyroid, I have to look deeper than the thyroid. In other words, taking some sort of thyroid supplement to treat the thyroid is far too simplistic a way to fix the thyroid. I need to look at the adrenal glands. I need to see what's going on with the adrenal glands, because the adrenal glands work in conjunction and basically in harmony with the thyroid. If you imagine a brake and a gas pedal, right, as one accelerates, the other decelerates, right? So you have mm-hmm. to fix the thyroid, you have to look at the adrenal glands. And then what I have to do is say, what's irritating the adrenal glands? What's making the thyroid go over or under active, right? So most of the time, what I'm finding, of course, is that heavy metals are a big, big issue. And your caller touched on the heavy metal issue earlier. It's not as simple as saying we're being exposed to more heavy metals today. And indeed, your caller is absolutely right. We are bombarded with more and more heavy metals today. But our systems, biologically, are designed, should be designed in order, you know, to kick out these heavy metals. And unfortunately, today, we're not able to kick out these heavy metals because our adrenals are so weak that we cannot get rid of these very, very toxic agents. You have to remember one very, very important thing is that the adrenal glands control the balance of your minerals and your metals in your body. Your adrenals are supposed to signal the body to dump heavy metals. And when you have any kind of stress on the adrenal glands, that just isn't going to happen. So you're going to start holding on to these heavy metals. And then, second to that, of course, the metals, one way that they're supposed to exit is through your bile and into the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And when your gallbladder is all bunged up, which it is for so many people out there today, then again, it's another way your body can hold on to heavy metals. So this is why when I work with people, I have to work at so many different levels in order to help them be able to detoxify the heavy metals. I don't use EDTA chelation therapy or anything like that. I have to use a far more precise method in order to get rid of these heavy metals.
Okay, we're going to a break. When we come back, I want you to tell us about your program, how you work with people, and what people are supposed to do, can do. Be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
She is the author of The Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and her website is pamcolleen.com. And so we have all these radiation scares from Japan and a lot of people going out and buying iodine to help them to avoid this radiation. And yet, if we were all healthy enough, would that eliminate that problem?
Oh, it's so hard to know what really is going on, as you know, behind the scenes, Deanna. I don't know that we're ever going to get the truth as to, you know, how far-reaching and how potentially damaging that leak could be. But I think it's safe to say that on a daily basis, taking something like kelp is a wise choice. You know, a lot of people will react to the more concentrated forms of iodine that are out there. So kelp is for the masses, at any rate, without having to have a lot of one-on-one attention, kelp is a really good choice because it's in its food form, so there's going to be less chance of having a reaction to the iodine that's sure. in the kelp. What happens when people start to take any kind of iodine, sometimes anyway, they can be very sensitive to the iodine in the product, and it's not really the iodine. I shouldn't even call it a sensitivity to the iodine. That's a lot of misinformation around iodine out there. But what happens when you start taking iodine is it displaces, it starts pushing out the other halogens like bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. And so when you start pushing out the other halogens, it can cause a rather uncomfortable detoxification reaction, which a lot of people misinterpret. And so, unfortunately, they may stop taking iodine. So, but just to be on the safe side, just be sure you're taking some kelp. A lot of people are taking straight-up iodines, and I don't really recommend doing that. So okay. Go out and get some seaweed, everyone.
Okay. So tell us your program. Tell us what we can do here.
Yeah, well, what I do is I do the hair tissue mineral analysis, and I do it with a very, very special lab down in Arizona. And what we can see in the hair analysis is not just the heavy metals, but what we see is the status of the adrenal, thyroid, blood sugar issues, and even to a certain extent we can see the state of what's happening with digestion and absorption. And the most important ratios that we deal with are going to be the sodium to potassium, calcium to magnesium, and zinc to copper ratios. And until we can fix these ratios, it's very, very difficult for the body to deal with, to help eliminate the heavy metals. So a lot of things have to happen in harmony in order to get rid of the heavy metals. There's a lot of people out there using cilantro or chlorella or EDTA chelation therapies, and I get a lot of the people who've tried those therapies come to me, and they didn't really have a lot of success. And I'm not saying they won't work. They probably do work in some people, but in many people they don't work because they're not really fixing the overall status of the minerals along with the adrenal status and so on. And so what I do is a far more comprehensive approach in order to give the body a lifetime of being able to deal with detoxifying the heavy metals that we're being exposed to today. And by doing that, that means I've got to make sure that the individual has strong adrenal glands in order to be able to better cope. So it's quite the system, yeah.
Yes, well, thank you so much for being on the program today. Remember, Pam Colleen, the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thanks for having me on, Deanna.
Thank you. And Danny, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
The next